So like this, Amar Abahua, Moide Rabbi Yossi B'Issa Moisef. Really, Rabbi Yossi Yol Taka, the Klal is Ein Issa Chalal Issa. If something is Issa to you for one reason, and then a second reason comes about, the second Issa is not Chal. So here, by Chamoisoi and Eishas Ish, only one is Chal, the first one, not the second one. I, how come by Yos, Rabbi Yossi holds that if she's your brother's wife, and your sister's, and your wife's sister, she's Issa two times, how come here we say Issa Chal Issa? Because it's an Issa Moisef. Adding something, the second Isser, is adding something more than we had with the first one. So look at the top, Rashi. Omar Rabbi Avua, Moida Rabbi Yosef B'Yisra Moisef, Shuchal Al Isser. If an Isser adds on more than the first Isser had, then it could be Chal on the second, on the first Isser. Could go in Isser Eshesach, the Marshal like, the Moisef who? It adds on more than she was listed to you before. Shebetchilo Kishenosa Zeasachoisai. If you first married her sister, so Vizu Penuya, and the sister was not married yet. Nesrolov Mishuma Chaisisha. So let's say in a case where you marry one sister. There are two sisters there. You married one sister. The second sister, why is she Yasa to you? Because she's your wife's sister. But she's only Yasa to you. Umuteres Lechol Echov. But she's Mutta to all the rest of your brothers. If you have three or four more brothers, he can marry the second sister. She's only Yosef to you, not to any other brother. Now, Nisais Liachod Mien, let's say now this sister gets married to one of your brothers, is Nesra Kulon. Now she becomes also to any one of the brothers. Mishumesh Sach, because it is Resh Sach. So the Yachshav needs Tusav Isser Oleho, Legab Misharach Achav. Her Isser becomes stronger than it was before. At the beginning, when you married one sister, the second sister was only Yosef to you. That's all. She's mutter to everybody else. But now that one of the brothers married her, she becomes also now to all the brothers. So the second Isser is called an Isser Moisef. It adds more than the first one was. And now the svar is, Omigul dechal shem eishas ach, Allah, legabi sharachov, when the second brother marries her now. Let's say there were five brothers. So she now becomes also to all the other four brothers. So Migul to the other three brothers. Migu, she becomes also to the other three brothers, Shoysa Materislim. Before she was mutter to all the other brothers. But now that she got married to the second brother, so to the other three brothers she become also. So Migu, it's Chal the Yisra upon her to the other brothers, Chal Nami Hashem Azel Gabri Dei. It's also Chal Negate to the first brother. Even though you're also to already, because you married the sister, so the second sister is also to you because she's your wife's sister. But now that sister got married to your brother, so it's Migo this Misusev, that sister that she got married to your brother is Chal upon all the other brothers now, so you're adding something with that sister, therefore she's even Yosa to you also. Even though she's already Yosa to you before, because of Achoy Sishtoi. But now that she becomes Eshesach, it's also Chal. But the other way, Avol Eshesis, the second case we had, for Nasas Chal Moise, she becomes your mother-in-law, is Metchilo Isasur L'Chol Olam. When she got married in Eishasish, she's also to the world. Mishum Eishasish. Nosa Zeh, now when you marry her daughter, as Bita, Einisa Zeh Ruil Hoysef Oleh, Im Acherim, not adding anything on to anybody else. Therefore, with there, Rabbi Yossi agrees, you say Einisa Chalissa. When you first married, when your mother-in-law was married, and then you married her daughter. So Lamaisa, she was also to you first because of the Issa Eishasish. That's the first Isser, and that's the strong Isser, because that Isser applies to the whole world. So now when you marry the daughter, the Isser of Chamaisi, your mother-in-law, is not Chal upon her. So therefore, there's no steering of Yossi. If Yossi Tak holds Ein Isser Chal al Isser, only when it's an Isser Moisif, then he holds Isser Chal al Isser.
All right, turn over.
Where it says, Elohecha. I don't know. Tainuf, this is good. The end of the first line. Tainuf, this is good. Hecha de Nosachai. If first the brother that's still alive got married to one sister, Viakakach Nosameis. And then the second brother that dies, he married the second sister. So you say, Migud Isusef Islagabi Achim, Isusef Islagabi Didei. That way it's good. That first she was also to you because of your wife's sister, only to you, to nobody else. And now when the second brother married her, she becomes also to all the brothers. Ella, what's going to be in the case? Hecha de nasa meis. Let's say the brother that dies soon, he got married first to one sister. So when he got married first to one sister, why is she also told the other brothers? Because of the Yisra'eshasach. V'yachakach nosachai. And then one of the other brothers married the second sister. So in such a case, my Yisra Moisef. Why then in that case, if you live with her, Ayichayiv too, Mishum Achois Ishtoy and Eshasach? The Yisra'eshasach was chal first. So in this case, there should not be chal the Yisra Achois Ishtoy. V'chi Taimu, maybe you want to tell me, that migul di issa so bekulo achvasa, since you now become asa to all the other sisters, or she becomes asa to all the other brothers, the achvas means all the other sisters. And let's say there were three or four sisters there. So now when you married, when your brother married one sister, so true, that sister is asa to all the other brothers. But the other sisters are mutter to all the other brothers. Now that you marry one of the sisters, you become us now to all the other sisters. So maybe that's called an Issa Moisef. Like you're reading Yisra upon yourself. Maybe you want to say B'chi Taima. Migul di Yisra b'chula achvasa. Now you become us with all the other sisters. Tredi Gemara, Ha Yisra Koilalu. It's a different type of an Issa. It's not an Issa Moisef. It's an Issa Koilalu. Like upon the original Isha, no more Yisra is coming upon her. Just that this Issa now, when you marry her, you can't marry any one of the other sisters. But it's not making misusiv, it's not eating torisa. So maybe Rabbi Yossi doesn't know from Yisra Chalalis in such a case. Yisra Koilalu doesn't know from. He only knows from Yisra Moisef when you're adding on to the original Isser, and not when you just make more cases. Sumura says, Elo Amarova. I'll tell you like this. Malani Olov Kilu Osa Shtayim V'yena Chayiv Elachas. Havad, even according to Rabbi Yosef, Yosuot, ain't Nisachal Lisser. He doesn't really mean if you boil, you live with them, you chayiv too. It's only, it looks like you chayiv too. V'chein ki Yosef Ravanam Rabbi Yechanan. Mala niyolov kilu osvabeis. We just consider as if you're over two Isurim. So it's really, whichever one was first. Either she's your wife's sister, or else she's your brother's wife. Whichever one came about first, that's the Erva, not the second one. Rabbi Yossi also holds, Ein Nisachal Lisser. Aye, what does he say, Yechayiv too? It says, Nira, we consider as if Yechayiv too. Malani ani ala kilu wasa beis. But really, V'yein Yechayiv ala achas. Really, on Yechayiv one. So, for the Gemara, mine ask Yamina, what's the difference that we consider like you did two Averas? If really it's only one Avera? The Gemara says, Lekovroi bein Rishoyim Gemurim. There's a shan if a person dies and is a Russia, there's a special place to bury him. You don't bury him in the regular cemetery. You have to bury him in a special place in the Beis HaKvaris called where the Rishayim are. So it's an afkamina if it's called one Isser or two Isser. If it's called two Isserim, he's buried in a place mamish with Rishayim Gemurim are buried. So even though you're saying Ein Yisachal Isser, but I call upon him, it's called an Isser. It's called two Isserim. Samar says now, the Plukta is telling him Achlek Yistaka. V'plukta v'ashem is the machlekes if we hold the Issachal Lisser or not. What's the machlekes here? The Yitma we learned like this. Zar, if you have a regular Yisroel, not a Kohen, a Zar, Sheshimesh b'Shabbos, he brought a korban on Shabbos. He did the Avoid in the Beis Hamikdash on Shabbos. So if there are two Averis here, one Aver is that you're a Zar, you're not a Kohen, you're not allowed to do Avoid. Secondly, you did it on Shabbos. On Shabbos Yechayiv Skila. You have no right to shecht on Shabbos. So you did two averis. If a zar makes the melachas on Shabbos, there are two things. So Rabbi Chiya roi mechayiv shtayim, yechayiv taka two. So Drashi beizi surah kechoshiv. To mishum zaris, ein kam chattis, to alzdoin amisa b'dei shemayimu, v'yechayiv chattis el hashiklos chorus. So Rashi says, as beizi surah kechoshiv. Not that yechayiv two chattis, just you did two averis here. One Aveir is that you're a Zar that's doing the Avoidah. And secondly, doing it on Shabbos, you have the right to do the Avoidah on Shabbos. Ba'kapor Oimer, Ein Chayiv Elachas, no Yoni Chayiv one. So you see clearly, Yod Zayin Yisachal Lissa. So who is the Machlekes? Do you say Yisachal Lissa? Do you say Ein Yisachal Lissa? So Mar says like this. Kopat Rebbe Chiyab Chilai jumped. Venishban he swore. Ha'avoida. Kach Shematla, like Lashna Shvua, this is the way I heard. Me Rebbe, Rashi is from Rabbeinu Makodesh, that the Sfora is like this. Me Rebbe Shtayim, that I heard Taki Yechayiv 2 in this case. That's what Rabbi Chiya said. Then right away, Kofat Pakapor himself jumped up, Venishman Yisvua, that Havreda Kach Shematim Rebbe Yachas. No, I only heard from Rebbe 1, Yoni Chayiv 1 in such a case. Again, we're a Zar, a regular Yisrael, did the Avodah in the base of Migdash. On Shabbos, Yoni Chayiv won. So now they explain the Machlokes. Hischa Rebbe Chiya Lodim. Rebbe Chiya sat down to explain. Shabbos, Lachol Nesra. Shabbos, Adua Melach on Shabbos is also to everybody. Kishuot Rebbe Migdash, when the Torah says you're allowed to bring Korbanos on Shabbos, you could do Melachos on Shabbos, it's Eitzel Kahanim Hutro. It's only a Hetta for the Kahanim. Lekanim hutruv lelazarim, there's no hetter for zar. So therefore, yeshka mishum zaris, v'yeshka mishum Shabbos, agamonashach. There's the issa Shabbos involved, and there is a zaris. The mice is doing two averis. He's a zar, and he's doing a malacha on Shabbos, there's no hetter for it. So therefore he's chayiv too. That's one svar. Hischol ba'kapora lodon. Ba'kapora started to explain like this. Shabbos la'chol nesra. Shabbos talk was also for everybody to do malachis. Ki shehutra ba migdash, when the Torah gave a heter in the base of migdash, hutra. It's mutter, period. So, what does hutra mean? No matter who you are, on Shabbos there's no malach in the base of migdash. So therefore, ein kan elazaris, yishno yoni chayiv one rishim zar, that's the machlekes. So kitzel chorstara machlekes, evistachal, is there not? It's a shayla, what's the yisoy that Shabbos is hutra in the base of migdash? Is it a pshat that anybody that brings the avodah in the base of Mikdash is mutter? I, if he is zar, that's a nuissa, a zar, can't do the avodah. But if he is a Shabbos, is mutter. The other one holds no. That a mati you on Shabbos is only for a kohen, but a zar can't do the avodah on Shabbos. We know machlokes when issachah or lisser. A different machlokes completely. Where the stam you say Shabbos is hutra legamri, or only for the kahanim. Now the Gemara says another shayla. What about the Baal Mum? A kohen that was a Baal Mum, Sheshimish Betuma. He did the Avodah when he was Tumah also. So he's doing two Averis now. First of all, a Baal Mum can't bring Kabonis. Secondly, when you're Tumah also, you can't bring Kabonis. So if he did it, how many Averis is he over? Is Rabbi Chiya Oimer Chayiv Shtayim? Chayiv Tu? You're a Tumah and you're a Baal Mum, you Chayiv Tu Averis. Now what's the svaras? Kopatz Rebbe Chiya v'nishpa ha'avoyed kach shematim Rebbe Shtayim. Heard over from Rebbe that Yechayiv too. Kopatz pa'kapor v'nishpa ha'avoyed kach shematim Rebbe Yachas. Heard Yoni Chayiv one. What's the machlokes tolyin? Hischo Rebbe Chiya lodin. Rebbe Chiya sat down to Dan to think like this. Tumor la'chol nesra. Tumor is also for everybody. Kishutra b'migdash, that we say amol, but tzibur, it's mutter, eitz l'kahanim, t'mimim. Only kahanim, that's tam, that could do the avodah, the Torah was matter them. Look, kahanim, t'mimim, hutru, v'lo le'bali mumim, the Torah was not matter for Baal Mum. Hey, so Vada, we're talking about a case we have a tzibur, where Roy tzibur was tome, that we say tum is hutra b'tzibur. Maybe, but this man, the Yom says, is only hutra for kahanim, that could do the avodah. But if you're a Kohen Baal Mum, you can't do the Avodah anyway, it's not Hutros Yechayiv too. Is Yeshkan Mishum Baal Mumim, for Yeshkan Mishum Tuma. That's one svara. Hischol Ba'kapora Lodin. Ba'kapora sat down to think like this. Tuma Lochel Nesra. True Tuma is also for everybody. Kushutra B'migdash. If you do it B'tzibur, in the base of Migdash, it's Hutro. Is Enkan, there's no Nafkamina, whether you're a Kohen Baal Mum or not a Kohen Baal Mum. Tuma B'tzibur is Hutro. Like Rashi says, Sheshimish Batumah means Bekorban Tziba Komar. Sheadoicha Atumah. There's a cloud of Korban Tziba could be brought Batumah. Mashenke, now there's a Baal Mum. That's the question. Does he have the Hutra or not? That's his Machlokes. One says yes still. By a Korban Tziba, Tumah is Hutra. Ah, you're a Baal Mum. You're not allowed to do the Avoidah. So you're over that one Aveira of doing an Avoidah when you're a Baal Mum. But not the Yisra of Tumah. That's the Machlokes again. Vaito. So therefore, enkan elu mishum b'amum. What about zar shocha malika? Let's say a koyen, a zar shocha malika. Yavat knife, when you bring kabonis, the halacha is you don't have to make a shchita. The kohen takes his thumb and presses the back through the back, and he makes a malika, which nageya for regular chulin, it's treif, it's not called a shchita. So who's allowed to eat the oif? Only a kohen. What about if a zar eats this oif? Is he chayiv two averis mishum, he's eating kochim, he's not allowed to eat, and it's also treif for him. But do we say no, once the malika is hutta for kanim, it's not also for Yisrael, there's only one issa of eating kochim. That's the shayla. Zara, regular Yisrael, shocha malika, that eats from a bird that the kohen didn't make a shchita as a korban, but made a malika. Rabbi Chiya roi mechayiv shtayim. Chayiv two, very good. Ba'akapor roi mechayiv elachas, you only chayiv one. Again, kopats Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Chiya jumped. V'nishpan swore that avoid the kach shemat, this is the way I heard me, Rabbi shtayim mechayiv two. Kopats ba'akapor v'nishpan avoid the kach shemat, Rabbi yachas, you only chayiv one. What are the svaras? Hisra Rabbi Chiya lodin. Nevela lacho nesra. Normal, if an oif dies or you kill it not through shchita, it's called a nevela. It's treif. You can't eat it. Kishutru b'migdash. When the Torah gave a new het, you take an oif, a bird that's a korban. When the kohen kills it, he doesn't make a shchita with a knife. He only uses his nails of the thumb to stick it through the back and kill it. So I'll tell you, it's a kanim hutru. Malik is only hutta for the kanim to eat such a bird. Lakanim hutru v'loel azarim. Therefore, yesh kam yisum zaris. V'yeshka mishum malika. If a zar eats this bird, now he's chayiv too. First of all, he's a zar, he has no right, he kosher him. Secondly, the malika is not kosher for him. The malika is an avela for him. That's one svara. His lebaka paralot, and the baka paralot down and judged like this. Nevela lachol nesra, true. Havada stamazle, if a bird dies, you kill it through your nails, havada, it's an avela. Kolet kushutra b'migdush, when the Torah gave the heter on a korban knife, that you're allowed to make malika hata yehutru. The Torah was matarit. It don't make enough kumina whether you're a zar or whether you're a kain. As long as this is a korban, the Torah was matar you teach the bird as a korban. But what are you doing wrong? Is ankan elamishim zaris? But before, since you're a zar, you have no right to eat this bird. Only a kain has a right to eat the bird. That's the swear to say. You only chayiv one and not two. Now the Gemara says, the Maika Miflagi, one of these machlekes in Tolian, I'll tell you, it's Tolian machlekes, and it's a koilel, the Alibin of Rabbi Yossi. It's Tolian the Shal of Rabbi Yossi, the old Yisra koilel, of course, Rabbi Yossi, or not. Yeah. And Rabbi Chiya Savar, no, that Rabbi Yossi, the Yisra koilel, Mechayev Tati. Rabbi Chiya holds that Rabbi Yossi holds the Yisra koilel, Mechayev too. Ba'kapor is Savar, Le Mechayev Elachada, that's the machlekes. Like a poor old even according to Rabbi Yossi, you only chayiv one and not two. Umagi is the kailu likocha. What's the is the kailu? All right, stop here. We'll continue this tomorrow.